coming up on All Access.
Have a night, huh?
Mid the grab on the tackle. Tight moving down the sideline for a touchdown. Patriots! Oh, touchdown, Patriots! Makes the catch. His third touchdown for the Patriots.
And then until the game started and then they start calling my number, that's when I got in rhythm and started feeling more comfortable with the game with all.
Give to Deion Lewis. He runs it to the right, tries to bounce outside. Still on his feet outside the 30. Nice job by the kid.
Last year, we lose in the AFC Championship. I drive NASCAR. This year, we win the Super Bowl. I conduct the pops.
He had an outstanding game against the Colts. And very athletic player, and there's a lot to get ready for.
It was a banner night at Gillette Stadium last week as the Patriots kicked off the 2015 season in style. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Football is back and the Patriots hit the road for a big Week 2 matchup this week in upstate New York when they take on the new-look Bills and Rex Ryan. We will preview that game, but before we do, let's take a minute to look back at a very special opening night. Here are the sights and sounds from the Steelers game.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Come on, boys! What kind of day we gonna have today? Let's go! Everybody's here for a reason. Old folks to new folks. Just do our job tonight. No more, no less.
Woo! Have a night, huh?
Playing fast and playing for each other. You and you out there making plays. Yeah.
Oh, man, great to have you in the house.
Great to have you, as always.
Good to see you.
Appreciate it.
To the right, he sprints across the 30. He's got a first down and more, barreling his way outside the 35-yard line. The kick sailing to the uprights, and the line drive is no good.
Yeah. We
gotta be disciplined on the backside. We gotta push, and then we gotta get off. We gotta be stronger up front. We're getting knocked out of there too much. We can't let them control the run game inside.
Stay into it. Do your job. Hey, no matter what happens, we're doing our job all night, all right?
Quick throw, Brock, right side. He was wide open. Made the grab onto a tackle. Tight roping down the sideline for a touchdown. Patriots!
Get away!
Got the step. Quick throw to the near side. And Butler trying to break on the ball. And the receiver makes the catch. Out muscling the defensive back.
That's a nice job. We're going to be all right there. Just finish that one. I'm going to get that one out next time. We just got a big hit playing our coverage just like that.
Brady with a play fake to Bolden. He looks to throw. He lobs it to Gronk. He's open to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Head on the metal! Hey, where'd he go? Head on the metal. Head on the metal! No glitter, all night, all right?
Stands in the pocket. Time to rifle down the right side for Wink. And McCourty comes over but can't make the play. The kick airborne to the uprights is good.
Good answer on this drive. Big time drive coming up here.
Gronkowski fade to the back corner left. Makes the catch. His third touchdown for the Patriots. And the game comes to an end in the season opener.
Our kind of night.
Come down, way to go.
I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Good win, fellas. Way to go, TV. Good game.
Great introduction to us.
Hey, the crime.
Great play. You gave him your whole head.
Good game. Way to go, Trey. Way to go, Joe. Good game. Way to go.
Way to go.
How'd
it
go?
Good job.
Way to go, baby. Good job, Shaq. Good job.
Okay, congratulations, fellas. I mean, that was about what we thought it would be. One we have to grind out, and you guys did that. We got a long way to go. We got a lot of work to do. It's a good job competing all the way. Made enough plays to win, but we're going to have to play better. We're going to have to be play better. We need everybody ready to go this week now. All right, we got another long week. Got to get everybody rested up. It'll be tough in Buffalo. Game ball, big guy, 3 touchdowns, 2 fumble recoveries. Yeah.
Appreciate it. It was a great team win. Let's bring it up, baby.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, and here we are. We're sitting down with the head coach. Bill Belichick joins me now. Coach, congratulations on a week one win. We're going to get to Buffalo, but quickly on the Steelers. You guys win the game. But I'm sure you started your meeting the next day with maybe 20, 25 plays where you guys could have done some things that are better. Is that fair to say?
Well, it's week one. There's a lot of things that can be improved all the way across the board, you know, from a coaching standpoint, playing standpoint, execution, you know, and there were some situations that were good situations that came up in the game that we can learn from. So it's good to get that one under our belt, and there are a lot of things we can improve.
Now that you went back and you watched the film, I want to ask you about Malcolm Butler. Obviously, there's a lot of attention with Malcolm because of the position he plays, who he played up against. He had Antonio Brown, who I feel is one of your, if not the best receiver in the league, one of the most explosive receivers in the league. Seemed like Malcolm was in his hip pocket a lot on last Thursday night, yet there were some numbers that Antonio made against him. How did you feel Malcolm played?
You know, I thought Malcolm competed well, and you're right, there were a couple plays where he had Brown covered very well, but there was still a catch. But that's the way it is in this league. There are a lot of great quarterbacks and receivers. So, you know, some good things, some things Malcolm can do better, like all of us. So I think we're all in that same boat. But I thought he competed hard the whole game.
Two guys with a Cleveland connection. Obviously, Jabal Sheard. I've talked to you about Jabal making some plays, getting into the backfield. And we saw really Deion Lewis for the first time flexed out, making some plays out there on the outside. How much did Mike Lombardi have an impact on bringing those two guys here to help your football team?
Well, I think especially Lewis, because we couldn't really see him. You know, he didn't play last year, and the snaps on him were limited. You know, Sheard had 4 years of production up there, so I think everybody, you know, in the league probably has a pretty good idea of, you know, what he could do, but definitely some insight into Lewis.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will be back later as we talk about the Buffalo Bills, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access,
we sit down with Patriots running back Deion Lewis.
I knew I would get another chance, and I was just preparing for that chance and working out hard and getting staying focused. So when I did get another chance, I would be ready.
And later, we take you behind the scenes with receiver Julian Edelman, whose talents know no boundaries.
As the conductor, I conduct. The violinist, they violin.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
People who influenced me most, I say my coaches, my mom. My mom influenced me by, you know, seeing her, you know, work 2 jobs and just so we can have what we needed.
Another hard hit by the second year corner. Pass broken up. Good play by Malcolm Butler.
One guy I have to say is Michael Vick. You know, I was in junior college, and, you know, I made a mistake and wasn't able to allow to go to the school anymore, and you know, I just, Michael Vick always been my favorite player, so you know, I seen him had a downfall and come back from it. So, you know, just like the junior college thing, I was going to junior college, doing pretty well. Played four games, got in a little trouble, got kicked out of junior college, and, you know, I went back to my second job at Popeyes, and, you know, I'm at the drive-thru, you know, serving chicken, and the guys were like, man, what you gonna do, man? You up here serving chicken, man, you supposed to be on the field playing. You know, I just got tired of hearing that, and I just said, I'm going back to school, I'm gonna get it right, I'm not making any more mistakes. And, you know, that's what I did.
Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
Where I am today, you know, I always go back and think about where I came from and all the things I've been through to get here. And it's just those little things and those little things and big things people are done for you that always reminds you of how you got there and what if they wasn't there, you probably wouldn't even be in the position you are.
It will be fascinating to see how Butler handles himself this week when taking on the Bills. Welcome back to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. My guess is that Rex Ryan has had this game circled on the calendar since the schedule was released. Dan Rhodes tells us the Patriots are well aware of the challenge at hand.
After a banner was unfurled, the Patriots celebrate their first win as the defending champions.
After an emotional opening night win over the Steelers, Tom Brady and the Patriots are enjoying the normalcy of a regular season week.
It's been nice. All football. It's been great.
It's on to the 1-0 Buffalo Bills for Brady and the Patriots, and it's a date that Rex Ryan has had circled on his calendar ever since he arrived as coach in Buffalo.
I'm sure Coach Ryan will have him ready to go. He's a great coach. They're playing really well.
Brady has faced Rex Ryan, the head coach, 13 times over his career and has gone 9-4 with 23 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. But Ryan's blitzing defense isn't an easy one to face.
Spin the dial defense. I mean, he's going to come up and a lot of times they try to jam the receivers, get up there close and play man-to-man coverage and let their line try to get up to the quarterback. You know, we'll see what he does. He changes it up a lot, though.
We've done blitz pickup probably more than any other team in football since the spring started, especially with, you know, some young players in there up front.
Overall, the road can be quite challenging, and it may present an even bigger challenge this year for the defending Super Bowl champions, especially after a turbulent offseason.
Well, you're the villain. So, we're the villain. I mean, I think it's just kind of something in there that going to a hostile environment, no one likes you. It's always fun.
It's a great feeling when you shut everyone up, you know, by the fourth quarter and, you know, have the stadiums cleared out too. So I think that's part of, you know, the motivation.
And finally, in the strange but true department, when it comes to the Buffalo Bills and Rex Ryan, if Ryan's team can win on Sunday, Rex Ryan will become the first coach in Buffalo Bills history to start out with two straight wins in his tenure. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriot running back Deion Lewis. And first of all, welcome to New England. Is this what you thought it would be coming here?
I could say it is, but sometimes it's not. But it's a combination of two. Obviously, before you get here, you hear a lot of stuff about how things are operated, but it's a lot different than I expected and better than I thought.
In the first game, were you surprised you carried the ball as much as you carried it? Did you know going in that you were going to get that much playing time?
I didn't know. And then I didn't know until the game started and then they started calling my number or not. That's when I got in a rhythm and started feeling more comfortable as this game went on.
Talk about family and friends. Did you hear a lot from them after the game and the success that you guys had coming out of the Pittsburgh win?
Yeah, you know, I had a lot of family come to the game, so it was definitely excited for them to see me play. So my parents were happy for me.
Who helps you when you go for advice and you talk to your running backs? Who helps you along the way?
Running back wise? All of them do. You know,
close-knit group?
Yeah, we're real close as a group. We ask each other for compliments or advice where we could have done better on this play. So, you know, we're all real close. We always ask each other questions, and we all compete.
I want to go back over your resume because last year you were out of football. What was that like for you, and did you have any idea that you'd ever get back into the game?
It was tough. You know, it was a tough year. It was a long year, long weeks, long days. But, you know, I knew I would get another chance, and I was just preparing for that chance and working out hard and getting staying focused. So when I did get another chance, I would be ready.
You, I've been told, do not want to be called small, right?
Yeah.
Talk about your size and what you bring to the table.
You could call me short, but not small. I'm short, but I'm not small. Just using my height to my advantage, using my low center of gravity and working hard in the weight room to be strong, because I got to be strong because I'm obviously a shorter guy. So just got to be a good all-around player.
Growing up, who's your favorite back?
Barry Sanders. And LaDainian Tomlinson, those are guys. More LaDainian because Barry was kind of retiring when I was younger, but a lot of LaDainian Tomlinson.
Last question. You're into fashion.
Yep.
Right? You want to look nice.
Yes.
Why is that? Tell me about that.
I think appearance is big in anything in life. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know what people are going to say about you when they see you, even if they don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like appearance is big, and I try to make sure I look as nice as I can at all times.
Psyched for Buffalo?
Yes, I am.
All right,
ready
man.
To go.
Good luck against the Buffalo Bills.
Thank you.
Deion Lewis, our guest, will be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Fourier, and welcome to this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, the Pats got the Bills this week, and so here's your question. What is the Patriots' biggest roadblock to success this week? Is it the Bills' offense, or is it the Bills' defense?
Clearly, the Patriots need to worry about the Bills' defense more than their offense. In other words, if the Patriots' offense is fine, the Patriots will be fine.
All week I've heard from Bill Belichick how explosive the Bills' offense is, filled with playmakers. And the Patriots' defense, well, it was a little shaky on opening night. We know the offense will be fine with Gronk and Tom Brady. It's the defense that needs to prove itself this week.
Are these the answers to pick the Bills' defense? But I'm going to go with the offense. Now, a lot of attention has been given to Tyrod Taylor, the Bills' quarterback. But that's not the reason why. It's all the weapons that this team has, from Sammy Watkins to Charles Clay. I mean, they're just filled with playmakers. And that, I think, will make the biggest difference if the Bills can win this game. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now. We talk about the Buffalo Bills. Looking at them last year means nothing, but they were 9-7. Not a bad football team. In comes Rex. It's going to be an amped up environment. I'm sure you won't work at all in noise at all with your football team on the road this week, will you?
Every play. But, you know, it's the way it always is. Yeah. You go on the road, you have to deal with, you know, crowd noise and signals and so forth. So, you know, this is another week of that, and I'm sure it'll be loud, but, you know, we'll deal with it just like we do on every road game.
Not a lot of Buffalo Bills fans watch this show, but I'm sure a lot of Patriots fans do, and they probably don't remember 2013, Tyrod Taylor did some mop-up work against your football team. I think he was down in Baltimore. And here he is starting for the Buffalo Bills. Pretty unusual path to take to become the starter, and he ended up earning that job for him. How'd he play?
You know, very well. He had an outstanding game against the Colts and then played very well against the Steelers in preseason, where I think he kind of, you know, won the job, if you will. Very athletic player and you know, has played well when he's had an opportunity to play at Baltimore. Just he was behind Flacco, so that limited his opportunities. You know, we've all seen that scenario.
Yeah. We could sit here for 20 minutes and talk about their defense, but ultimately, when you look at the defense, I know it was only one game. Do you go back to some of the old stuff when Rex was with the Jets?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's basically his system. They've used a lot of different front combinations, a lot of different, you know, moving guys around in different spots between the front seven, between the linebackers and the defensive line. Maybe a little bit more than he did recently with the Jets. But those are things that he's done in the past. I think his defense is definitely a reflection of what the personnel is that he has to work with and how to utilize them and put them in the best positions to be productive. So You know, we've already seen a lot from him, even though it's only been, you know, one regular season game with the four preseason games. We've seen quite a bit. There's a lot to get ready for. They do a lot of different things.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Dan in Dartmouth. Pretty good question. Any changes as far as the competition with the PAT, point after touchdown, with the kick? You know, I was holding my breath a couple times last week with the weather. I mean, now you incorporate weather. These aren't gimmies anymore. There were four missed last week throughout the league.
Right, yeah, and I think that's, you know, I think that's kind of the point of it is it's still a high percentage kick, but it's not the over 99.5%. So, you know, and that I think is a little bit more reflective of what that point is about. You know, a little less than automatic. It's, you know, it's certainly makeable, and, you know, most of them are going to be converted, but, you know, it's enough of a challenge that if you don't do it right offensively, if you don't have good execution on the snap, hold, kick protection, then, you know, you're far enough away where it's not all covered up. So we'll see how it goes. It's interesting.
All right. Good answer right there. If you want to ask the coach a question next week, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Bellstrader later in the show. What are you going to look at? A little bit of Tyrod Taylor? A little bit
of
Fonz?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. All right. The Bills, they're pretty explosive.
Good stuff, coach. Coach will be back later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this, and then the Bellstrader.
Coming up on All Access.
Rex Ryan and the Buffalo Bills certainly have the Patriots' attention.
They give you different looks. They run different blitz combinations. You know, they just keep a lot of pressure on the offense.
But first, Julian Edelman led the team in receptions last week against Pittsburgh. Can he also lead the Boston Pops?
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
He has led the Patriots in receptions each of the past two seasons. Entering his seventh season with the team, there's very little that Julian Edelman can't do on the football field. But lead the Boston Pops orchestra? That was something we had to see for ourselves.
Brady washes my hair. He was busy. A little busy. Whew, getting a little nervous.
You know, many people ask me why I'm not bringing a date to this thing, and I said, do you bring a date to your work? Gotta step it up. I'll be back.
You know, it puts it in perspective. You know, last year, we lose in the AFC Championship. I drive a NASCAR. This year, we win the Super Bowl. I conduct the Pops.
It's conduct time. Let's go.
I've been preparing for this. I had an actual OTA for this, organized conducting team activity. So actually OCTA. Come on, I like to hear it. I like to see it. Give me one of those. Drums in the back, violin, done. Drop the mic and I'm off. You know, it's one of those things where we've been practicing hard. We get a little brush up tonight and Keith's gonna show me the ropes, and then, you know, he's going to give me the badge, and I'm going to have to be the sheriff.
Yeah.
Just won't hurt a bit.
I'm excited.
This is what you need to know.
The first rule is this. You have to have fun up there.
Yeah.
So it's basically, all you have to do is think about the tempo. It's like this, up, down, up, up, down. That's all you have to do. That's my entire career on that.
It's go time.
I'm just going to do my job. You know, as the conductor, I conduct. The violinists, they violin. You do your job, I'll do mine. I'm conducting. When I give you the signal, hit it. And hit it hard. It's a big deal. It's the Boston Pops.
Ladies and gentlemen, Julian Edelman.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Look who's back. Last week went so well, they said, hey, get these
Let's
two
do it again.
Back.
Let's try and act like keep the shades on.
Yeah, shades feel good. Okay, Buffalo road game, divisional game.
Gonna be loud.
Yeah, it's gonna be loud and all that. There's a quarterback, I think, that can handle the loudness. That's Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
We don't need to worry about him.
Nope.
Tyrod Taylor, he's the new guy in Buffalo, the new flavor.
Yeah.
How do you stop him? You got to be good where?
Well, first of all, you got to be good on first and second down because you want to get him to a tough third down situation. So winning on first and second is key. Get him into a third and not manageable, 5, 7, 8,
maybe even 10. Third and 7+, yeah. And I think, okay, we're jamming on defense. So where can you be productive? From the safety position, that's where you have the experience. For the corners, you're still a little bit raw. Don't disguise too much. Let's look at the slot real quick.
Yeah, I think okay. So think about, here's a slot receiver right here. Call it anyone you want.
I'll be Sammy Walker.
So you're manned up right here, and you're going to show that you have him manned. The key is you want Tyrod Taylor to see ghosts. You want him to see this is a plain and simple coverage right here. But what you don't want him to see, and you want to disguise it if you're Devin McCourty, because that's where the safety play is going to come in, is I'm going to blitz. And as soon as I blitz, I have to time it up.
Right.
And here comes my help over the top.
So right there, you want to trick him into thinking, okay, we got blitz. Say you're Terrell Brown with high safety help. So you go into blitz. And if I'm Sammy Watkins, where's the hot route coming? Right here.
Yep.
So you jump it with McCourty, 3rd and 7 now. You tackle him at 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5. Get off the field.
He is to bait him into seeing something that isn't there. All right, man, I'm so excited about Buffalo. Going to give me some chicken wings, by the way. Do you know who invented the chicken wing?
This is easy. The egg layer. The chicken.
The Patriots hit the road after a 1-0 start to the season and are looking for the second win of 2015 in Buffalo. I'm Miranda Mason, and here's a look at your storylines. Last week, Rex Ryan sent the blitz on 26 of 54 dropbacks against Andrew Luck and the Colts. The Patriots are starting 3 rookies on the offensive line, so the O-line will have to go the extra mile to protect Brady and give him a chance to find Gronk and Edelman. Tyrod Taylor is a new face for the Patriots defense. Last week's win against the Colts was the first NFL start for the quarterback. So was last week's consistency a fluke, or does Taylor have what it takes to be the type of quarterback that can challenge the New England defense? Brady's offense will also get a boost from the return of star running back LeGarrette Blount. Blount is expected to get the start, but Deion Lewis, who stepped up in his absence, is another factor that the Bills will have to fit into their defensive game plan. That'll do it for your storylines. Now let's take a look at opponent news.
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
He's back.
I'm excited about this game, man. I mean, this will be great. I'll say this. I respect them probably as much as any team in the league, but I don't fear them. I can tell you that much. He's going to get what I got, and he knows it. We're not beat just because they get off the bus like some teams. All I said is I expect to win.
Rex Ryan is back to his brash, cocksure self. While the returns are early, he's coaching a team that appears to be taking on his personality.
Don't nobody like the Patriots. just be honest about it now. Put it out there.
I don't like New England, so yeah, it's definitely personal for me. Me saying that may run a lot of stories, but that's just the way I feel personally.
Now let's join Coach Belichick and Scott Zolak because it's time for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. It's the time you've been waiting for. Here we are for the Belistrator. Coach Buffalo, you got your work cut out. What do you got here?
Well, first of all, it's Percy Harvin, and this is an example of Buffalo utilizing their different personnel, mixing different combinations of groupings and players, and here he is running right past Darius Butler on a go route. We know Darius is fast, but you can see Harvin's ability to pull away there, make a big play and a 50-yard touchdown catch. So, their ability to get the ball over the top as well as run it, which they love to do, is going to be a challenge for us.
Okay, and you got to pick your poison. You got Watkins and him, two speed guys on the outside.
Right, plus Clay down the middle, too.
Oh,
so,
geez.
Taylor, very athletic player. You can see his skill here running the ball. And really, he's a running back. I mean, I know he's a quarterback, but, you watch him run like this in the open field. He's got quickness. He's got good strength. He's able to, set up blocks. Runs for 31 yards there on a big third down play. So this is the same play from the end zone. This is a guy that we're going to have to do a good job of defending in the passing game, but also containing on the pass rush.
Yeah, much different player than what you had last week where Ben would move outside but still stay behind that line of scrimmage.
Exactly.
Okay.
Taylor's much more of a threat to run. Roethlisberger was great throwing the ball in the pocket with guys draped all over him. But, again, this is the kind of play where, when Taylor gets out in space, he can chew up a lot of yards in a hurry.
All right, defensively here at Buffalo.
Well, Hughes, as always, it's a big problem for him. They have a good front now with Darius coming back, and their front's very good. So you're expecting Hughes to rush, and he's a great pass rusher. Here he is in coverage against Allen, tight end from Indianapolis, and they blitz Aaron Williams up the middle here. So, this is the kind of thing that the Bills do a lot of. They give you different looks. They run different blitz combinations, and they just keep a lot of pressure on the offense. Certainly staying out of long yardage situations is a big help there. They do things like this where they, line up the defensive lineman behind the line of scrimmage, behind the linebackers, and, bring safety blitzes or blitzes from the perimeter. So here's an example where, the Colts are just outnumbered. They have six blockers and, Costanzo kind of gets eaten up here because he's trying to block Hughes, but Hughes drops, so they actually only end up with five blockers on six rushers, and there's Bradham coming over and making a sack. So we'll have to be ready for the different looks that the Bills give us and the disruption that they cause on defense.
Divisional game on the road. Got your hands full. Good luck. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Belistrator. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Ashley. Coming up this week on Totally Patriots, rookie Shaq Mason puts on his dancing shoes. While Jabal Sheard gets wacky. And Gronk shares his very first job.
That's where I got it from, starting as a kid, baby. I always worked hard.
Join us this Saturday morning on MyTV 38 and Comcast Sportsnet.
The Patriots made a powerful statement this week to help combat domestic violence.
The more you learn about domestic violence in our country, the more you want to do something to try to help.
Game Change, the Patriots Anti-Violence Partnership, is a unique pairing between the Patriots Charitable Foundation and the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office. The program, funded by a $500,000 donation from the Patriots Charitable Foundation, will fund educational programs to train students and teachers in nearly 100 high schools across the Commonwealth.
Now, if there's one thing I've learned about Robert Kraft and his incredible team as we've worked together on this project, it's that they don't do anything halfway. They know about winning formulas, and they know how to get results. And this, I believe, will be a true game changer in the work to protect young people from violence, particularly violence involving relationships and domestic violence and sexual assault.
I'll tell you the truth, I did not really realize how deep this problem was in society. I hadn't been exposed to it to the level. I'm just amazed, and I hope what we're doing collectively as a team here today can help to make a difference.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone, here in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Time now for our panel discussion. It's been a while since the Patriots played a football game, but they did beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Positives and negatives. Take it away from that game.
Well, offensively, obviously, a little bit surprising to me just how sharp they were. You know, Gronkowski, Edelman, and Brady had very little time together in the summer, and they looked great. Gronkowski was, a little help from Pittsburgh and being uncovered at times. But offensively, I think what we expect this team to be this season, maybe not right away. Defensively, a little bit more of a work in progress.
I'll take the negative approach, all right?
Where's
the pass rush? You know, where's the run defense? Maybe a little bit of a nitpick. Ball security with Deion Lewis, a fumble. You don't like to see that. And also communication, Steve. I think that ties into this week, specifically going to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Some miscommunication between Tom Brady setting his protection. You saw it on a couple sacks. Those would be the four areas I would point out as the negatives from that game.
All right, we're moving on to Buffalo, and we got to start with the head coach, Rex Ryan. Still doing what he does, all the trash talking that he does, and he gets his team riled up, and it's a good Buffalo football team?
Yeah, I think it is a good team. I don't know how good. We'll find that out over the next couple of months. But to me, it's almost a flashback to like 09 and 10 when Rex first got to the Jets and before he was sort of neutered by John Idzik and didn't really have his full personality in the last year or two with New York. This is the way it was when they were thinking that they were on par with the Patriots. They could compete with the Patriots. Rex isn't afraid. Now, I don't know how great of a coach he is,
right,
but he's not afraid. We say that about Baltimore a lot of times. Rex Ryan's not afraid either.
I think they're good right now. My question is if they're built to last.
Sure.
And there's a difference there because, the Patriots, we've seen it over Bill Belichick's 16 years. They get better as the season goes along. I think Buffalo's good right now, but let's see when a couple injuries hit and their depth gets tested and Rex gets tested and the up and down of Rex's emotions sort of manifest itself. That's when I want to see what Buffalo is all about. But I do think this is a tough spot for the Patriots against a team that right now, as it looks, as we look at it, is a good team.
What do the Patriots defense have to worry more about, Tyrod Taylor's arm or his legs?
I think his legs, and I think that you'll see Belichick go after it that way and try to keep him in the pocket. He's had a lot of success doing that. He had success in the Super Bowl doing it with Russell Wilson, with a couple of minor exceptions. Mm-hmm. They kept Wilson in the pocket. Think back to that game in Green Bay late last year when Aaron Rodgers was seemingly just sitting back there in the pocket because he's such a dangerous guy getting out of the pocket. They were content. Now, the problem here to me is that secondary that you were dealing with last year was so much more talented and proven than this one. So you wonder if they give Tyrod Taylor a lot of time, will it not take that much for guys like Sammy Watkins and Percy Harvin and Charles Clay to get themselves open?
It's not one or the other because look at the deep ball he threw to Percy Harvin for that touchdown. Yep. I mean, that was a good throw. He can throw the deep ball, and that's a concern. But if you had to pick one or the other, Steve, the legs concern you more. You got to stop the running game first and foremost to the Buffalo Bills.
Yep. Prediction time. What do you got?
I'm with Mike on this one. I think you're going here. I think it's a tough spot, and I think Buffalo is ready. This is a typical Rex Ryan rally the troops, and it's a big early season thing. I'm still worried about what Mike said. How do they fare later in the year? But I think the Buffalo Bills are going to pull off a minor upset and go to 2-0.
Really?
I'm going to say 23-19.
I'm also going to go with the Bills, Steve, 17-16. And the matchup that concerns me from a Patriots perspective the most interior offensive line where you might have three rookies, Mason, Andrews, Jackson, against, you know, Kyle Williams, against Marcel Darius, against blitzing linebackers up the middle. I see that disrupting what the Patriots want to do offensively. I'll go with the Bills by 1 point.
One of these teams is going to be 2-0, and I'm going to go with the Patriots. Right. So there you go.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Thanks, Steve. That would do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.